What's up, my friend? Welcome to the Finding Direction podcast. My name is Stu Massengill, and I'm here every single week to bring you a passionate guest or message dedicated to helping you find your purpose so that you can live a life full of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for hanging out with me, and let's dive in. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to another episode here on Finding Direction. I hope that you are having, as always, an outstanding and unbelievable and a day that at least has put a smile on your face once or twice. And if you haven't smiled yet today, hopefully this is the episode where you go, you know what? I just like hearing the voice of Stu's voice, and maybe it brought a smile to your face or a warm feeling in your heart. I don't know. But anyhow, I am excited to be here with you today as we're going to dive into the episode called Decision Time, 7 Steps to Make Decisions with Confidence. And there's something I'm going to share with you in step 5 specifically that is one of the biggest pitfalls people face when it comes to making decisions. And when you really start to understand this, it will begin to catapult your life forward at a much faster rate because you have changed this one particular thing up when it comes to making decisions in your life. So we're going to dive into that. It's going to be some juicy goodness, some really fun stuff we're going to dive into. So if you have not yet, before we dive in, I just want to encourage you to hit that subscribe button so you can join us on the show every single week as we have conversations, insights, and bring you all together tips, tricks, tools that can help you get closer and really help you live a fulfilling, a passionate, and a successful life. That is really the goal of what we're here to help you do. So let's dive into this week's episode. Again, we're talking about decision time, 7 steps to making decisions with confidence. And when it comes to the first step, this is really where we need to, what I like to call, understand the problem or understand the goal that you're going after. Now, what I mean by this is before we go into, oh, I'm going to make a decision on this or that, we really need to understand first and foremost, is there a problem that you've faced in your life? And maybe you've hit a fork in the road and you go, you know what? I really need to make a decision here in my life about what am I going to do with this fork in the road, right? Or maybe you have a goal that you're going after. Maybe it's something in your health. Maybe it's something in a business or your career. And you have a goal of what you want to do and you need to make a decision that's going to get you closer to that goal, right? So these are different things. So a few things it could be, maybe you need to make a decision that you really are going to get committed to growing your business to the next level. Maybe it's that you faced a decision right now where maybe a problem, but also a goal that you have is maybe you're in a career that you don't absolutely love. And a goal that you have is to start doing something that you really enjoy. Right. Another one could be maybe you go, you know what? I just want to get in physical shape. You go, it's 6 months into the year, just over 6 months. It's halfway into the year. And maybe you go, I looked at some of my New Year's goals, my New Year's resolutions that I made, and I'm not quite on track. So maybe you need to recommit and remake a decision to getting into the shape that you want to be. Right. Maybe that's another one. But ultimately, for step one, really simply, you just want to define what's the problem that you're facing or what is the goal or the outcome that you ultimately want to achieve, right? That's step one. Now, once you have the problem defined, right, the goal defined, we want to move on to the second step, which is really to start gathering information, right? This could be, for example, going and starting to have conversations with people that you respect, people that you trust, people that you look up to, right? Not people that don't have the things that you want, but go to someone that maybe, if you, for example, want to get to a career that you really enjoy, go find 2, maybe 3 people in your life that you know are in a career that they enjoy and start picking their brain. Say, hey, I'm kind of in this, you know, sticky situation where I don't love what I do and I want to start enjoying my work more. I want it to be more fulfilling. And I see that you do that, right? At least from the outside and the conversation we've had, it looks like you love what you do. You're fulfilled from it. And you really seem like you're in your lane. Could I ask what your advice would be on, like, what would you do if you're in my situation? right? Ask him something like that, right? Say, if you were in this position, which route would you go, right? And start to pick their brain, even just for 5-10 minutes. You could send them a voice note on text if that's easier. But go start to maybe pick the brains of 2, 3, 4 people and just sort of see what different information they give you, right? What different advice they give you. And all you're starting to do here is you're starting to gather information, gather different perspectives, gather different outlooks as far as what you could possibly do for your problem or your potential goal that you have. Another thing you could do is you could go search online, right? You could go pick up a book that's maybe a book about how do you get a career that you love, right? Or whatever the situation is that you're facing, right? But really the second step is give yourself, I would say, maybe even a week to really start gathering info on what you could do with this problem or goal that you have, right? Again, start reaching out to people, start maybe picking up a book. You could pick up Audible book if you don't like reading. You can listen to some podcasts about it, right? Maybe even you being here is part of kind of gathering more information on how you can get to this next step in your life. So that's the second thing. Gather some info. You don't need a ton, but just enough so you have different ideas, different perspectives, different outlooks on what you could possibly do. Now, the third step is really where we start to get a bit more clear on decision-making, right? The first two parts were just really kind of getting clear on what's going on, perspectives. The third step to making decisions with confidence is start creating options. All right. So now you've talked to a few people, you've read some books, you've listened to some podcasts, and now you have a few different ideas as far as what you could do, right? Maybe option one is you go, I am going to apply to 50 jobs. That's option one. Maybe option two is you go, I'm going to go start networking at least once a week at a networking event, right? Maybe another option is you go, I'm just going to quit cold turkey. Right. Another option is you go, I'm going to start a business. Right. So you want to start to create options as far as if you want to solve your problem or you want to get closer to the goal that you have with the information you've now gathered, what are at least 3 potential options? Minimum of 3. Don't do 2. Right. Make sure you have at least 3 options on what you could possibly do. And I would say go to a maximum of 5. Right. So 3 to 5 potential options of what you could do and start to just write them out. Give yourself maybe a half of a piece of paper per option and just write a little bit about that option. Right. You go, option one is I could, make a decision that I am going to just leave this job that I don't like cold turkey. And this is what it would look like. And you want to start to just write about half a page, maybe even just 2 or 3 sentences. All right. Now, once you have your options, again, 3 to 5 options on what you could possibly do next, the fourth step is really where you start to get into some of the weeds, right? Fourth step is really simply analyze and assess. So now that you have, let's just say you have 3 options on what you could possibly do to solve your problem or get closer to your goal, you want to start to analyze and assess. How you can do that is a few different things. One, first and foremost, check the feasibility, right? If you go, I'm going to quit cold turkey and I am going to find a job from there. Maybe feasibility is you go, yeah, I could quit cold turkey, but I have bills to pay, right? I got my rent. I got these other things. So maybe feasibility, I would just rate it 1 to 10. Maybe you go, that's maybe a 2, 3 feasibility, right? And start to rate each one on how feasible are those things that they could actually happen. Now, the second one, which is really important when it comes to analyzing and assessing, is you want to check the alignment with your values, right? What are the things that are really important to you in your life, right? Is it important that you are working with people that you enjoy, right? Is it important that you have some freedom, right? Is it important that maybe you go, I want to be able to travel? And so if those are things that are important to you, you want to, again, go through your different options and ask yourself, okay, if one of my values is I love working with people and I just want to be around, good energy people where for, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 hours a day, I'm around people that raise my energy. And if that's one of your values, maybe you say, being a solopreneur, maybe it's not the best option that's in alignment with my values because I'm just going to be by myself a lot, right? Entrepreneurship oftentimes can be a little bit lonelier at certain times. So you want to start to align with your values. See which one of these line up with the values I have in my life, right? Get a check on that. The third thing that you want to do is start to look at potential consequences, right? So what are the downsides of basically taking this option and go through each option? What's the potential downside? And then finally, the fourth thing when you analyze and assess is say, what is the upside of this, right? Oftentimes, you know, people, and I even catch myself doing this, is sometimes you can look at a situation and go, well, what if it doesn't work out? Right? What if it doesn't work out, right? Those are some of the consequences. But what you want to do in this fourth final piece of analyzing and assessing is you want to flip that question and say, well, what if it does work out? Right? What if I do this thing and it works? What if I do this thing and I'm doing something I love. I'm surrounded by people. I have freedom. I have flexibility. I can go travel, right? I can do those things. What if it does work out? And allow yourself to sort of see if that option really worked out, what would your life start to look like, right? What are some of the upsides? All right, that's the fourth piece. Now, the fifth piece, and again, this is the one I spoke to you about at the beginning, that this is where some magic can start to happen, really. And the fifth step is finally making a decision. So now that you have, let's say, your three options you've created, right? You've figured out your problem or your goal. You've gained info as far as what are different perspectives, outlooks. The third thing, you've created some options. Now, fourthly, you've assessed, you've analyzed them. What you have to do now is you have to make a decision. And someone once said this to me on our podcast. I thought it was such an incredible way where sometimes we can have these different options and we go, I could do this, I could do that. And then we start getting in our head in the sense of, well, if I do this, what if it's not everything I thought it was? Or if I make this decision and this move and I do that thing, what if there's parts I don't like about it? And what he said that I thought was so powerful is he says, until you actually try it, at best, it's just a guess. And I think sometimes what can happen is sometimes we can get caught up in a place of saying, well, yeah, this could be a decision and this could be an option. And we think so much about, well, like, would I actually like it? Would I not like it? Should I really make the decision? Or, well, what if it's not everything I thought it was? And we get stuck in this place where sometimes we just never make a decision and we continue to stay in this space of continuing to guess what those different options would be like, right? Really where making a decision becomes powerful is once you make a decision, that is when you will start to know, is this the right decision or is this the wrong decision? So the fifth step is so powerful because if you have three options, you go, you know what? This second one I really like. This is the one I'm going to go with. And you say, I'm going to commit to this decision, right? I'm not just going to make it. I'm going to commit to this decision. Once you start doing that, you're going to start to realize now, once you're in it, do I like this? Do I not like this? Does this feel good? Does this not feel good? Right? One of my mentors always would say, he said, you won't know if it's the right or the wrong decision until you make the decision. So you have to make the decision quickly and then adjust or pivot when needed. Right? Make the decision, go down the road, open the door, and then once you're inside that new room, that's when then you make the new decision or you make the next pivot or you go, okay, this room, it's not exactly what I thought it was, but hey, now I have more knowledge. Now I have more wisdom, more experience, more information. So from this new door, I can now make another decision and go down that path, right? That's the way. You can't sit in a place of indecision. If you want to solve this problem or get closer to this goal, you have to make some sort of decision. So one of my challenges for you as you go throughout this process is once you go through this whole seven steps of making decision with confidence, I want you to commit to a decision for the next 30 days. And I know sometimes we go, man, 30 days could be a lot, but for 30 days, that's enough time to really make a decision, do something with the decision and get clear on was it the right or the wrong and do I need to pivot from there? But my challenge to you again is when you get through all of this, I want you to commit to yourself, this is a decision I'm going to make over the next 30 days. And when you make the decision, you say, this is what I am doing, you are going to have so much more power, so much more momentum, so much more juice in your life because you have stuck a flag in the ground and said, this is where I'm going. All right. So that's step five, one of the most important steps of all of this. And then the sixth step, also a massively important step, is once you've made the decision, you have to take action on the decision. And when it comes to taking action, there's one word I want to encourage you to add to your action vocabulary. And it's not just taking action, but it's taking massive action. If you look at people that achieve a goal or they solve a problem, it's not that they make a decision and they start tiptoeing. Right? They make a decision and they start sprinting towards that decision. They start taking massive action. Right? All too often in life, I see this with a lot of the people I do workshops and trainings with, is sometimes we take action towards something that we want in our life, but we don't do it at the volume in which we know is really required to get to the goal that we really want to achieve. So once you made the decision of whatever it is you're going to do, start taking massive action over those next 30 days that you've committed to. And when you start taking massive action over the next 30 days, you're going to notice that you're probably going to make 10 times more progress than if you were just taking regular action or tiptoe action over the next 365 days. Right? When you start taking massive action versus sort of kind of somewhat action, things in your life move so much faster. So again, make the decision, commit to the decision for 30 days and take massive action on it. And then finally, the seventh step is this is the step you take at the end of your 30 days, and it is to review and learn. So you get to the end of your 30 days, you've made a decision, you've taken massive action towards it. Now at the end of the 30 days, and you can do some of this throughout the 30 days, but you want to review and start to learn as far as what went well. What didn't go well? What could I do better? What is maybe a new decision that I now need to make with the new information and experience that I have? All right. And when you get 30 days down, you review, you learn some things. That's where you basically just circle back through this entire process again. Right? You get to the 30 days, you go, okay, what's the next goal I have? What's the new challenge or obstacle or problem that I'm facing? And then boom, you gather info, right? You create some options. You then assess and analyze those options. Then from there, you make a new decision. You take massive action on that decision for the next 30 days. And again, you review and you learn, right? You do this process over and over and over. You are going to start to notice momentum building in your life like you have never seen it before. All right. But again, where it really, really comes down to is that step five is when you make a decision, you have to commit. You got to stop saying, what if that? No, you got to make a decision. You got to take massive action on it. And that is where you're really going to understand, was it the right decision, the wrong decision? Do I need to pivot, adjust, or do I keep cranking down the same path? All right, my friend, those are the seven steps to making decisions with confidence. I hope you leave today's episode with a problem you've been facing, a goal that you have, and I hope you start making a decision over the next 30 days and start taking that massive freaking action. Other than that, my friend, I want to say thank you as always for hanging out with me on the podcast. I hope you got some value from this. I hope you take it, apply it to your life. And if you have a friend that you know is, you know, sitting in a place where, you know, maybe they need to make a decision, right? They're facing an obstacle, a roadblock. I want to encourage you truly to send this episode to that person. And if you enjoyed it, we would be ultra grateful if you would take a screenshot, tag us on Instagram, let us know you're hanging out with us, and maybe share what was the number one nugget you got from this episode, or just what's a decision you're going to start to make. If you declare it publicly, that is going to be even more rocket fuel behind this decision process. So other than that, have a beautiful, outstanding, incredible rest of your day. And if you do not want to go anywhere, don't feel like you need to. I have another episode coming up right after this that you are more than welcome to hang around for. All right, my friend, I will talk to you soon. Take care.